Nolte, hate video, establishment media smear Trump as Nazi, virus, unfit to be human. By John Nolte on November 3, 2018. The video below, compiled by the Media Research Center, is not a compilation gathered from the darkest recesses of the internet, is not cherry-picked from some obscure left-wing YouTube show. This is the establishment media, this is CNN, this is NBC News, this is the Washington Post, this is the New York Times, this is ABC News, and this is CBS attacking President Trump and his supporters as Nazis, white supremacists, a virus, and unfit to be human. Here is a rundown of the clips. NBC News's Andrea Mitchell compares Trump to Stalin, says he is undermining democracy. MSNBC panelist attacks Trump, Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and White House senior adviser Stephen Miller as white supremacists and attacks Trump's supporters as white nationalists. The Washington Post's Max Boot praises Iran's leadership as more stable and rational than Trump. MSNBC Morning Joe panelist attacks Trump as a virus. CNN anchor tells viewers Trump sided with America's enemies in a betrayal the likes of which we've never seen. CNN panelist calls Trump a racist 3 times in 5 seconds. MSNBC staffer says Trump is deeply un-American, compares him to Hitler. MSNBC Morning Joe anchor compares Trump to North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. MSNBC Morning Joe staffer says all Trump supporters are like Nazis, declares Trump evil. MSNBC panelist calls the Trump administration terrorists who are part of a white nationalist government that puts guns to the heads of children. NBC News staffer compares Trump's immigration policy, which is no different from Obama's, to a concentration camp. MSNBC Morning Joe anchor charges that Trump's immigration policy, which is no different from Obama's, is just like the Nazis. On ABC News as The View, Trump is attacked as a bigot. MSNBC Morning Joe anchor compares Trump to Mussolini. MSNBC Morning Joe anchor says Trump channels Joseph Stalin. MSNBC panelist says the Republican Party is the party of the KKK. The KKK was founded by Democrats. New York Times columnist attacks Trump as a disturbed person. Morning Joe anchor says sources told him Trump is mentally unfit and has dementia. MSNBC panelist says Trump isn't just a white supremacist, he's a flat-out, full racist. CNN staffer says Trump is unfit to be human. CBS late-night host calls Trump's mouth Putin's cock holster. On top of that, all in 1 month, 3 high-ranking Democrats have called for violence and incivility. And CNN said left-wing mobs have the constitutional right to chase Republican out of public spaces. During the Trump era, there have been more than 630 recorded acts of assassination attempts, mob violence, harassment, vandalism, menacing, and the establishment media justifying and encouraging more, all of it aimed at Trump and his supporters. The hatred and fomenting of violence coming from the media only grew more intense during the last week as Trump was repeatedly blamed for an appalling crime committed by someone who hates him, specifically because of Trump's support for Jews. The media compared Trump and his supporters to ISIS. And the media openly declared white men a threat to America and asked, what are we going to do about them? And then, after all of this, after smearing us as Nazis and racists and terrorists and white supremacists and unfit to be human, the media say they are not our enemy and then demand we soul search about the division we are sowing in the country. Thankfully, nearly 2/3 of the public is not falling for it. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.